These recordings are produced by the American Thoracic Society. We help the world breathe. These materials are intended for informational purposes only and should be used to complement the care and education provided by your personal health care providers. This audio file goes with the ATS fact sheet on pulmonary embolism, also called PE. It summarizes the highlights of the fact sheet on pulmonary embolism and will only take a few minutes to listen to from start to finish. Having a serious lung problem, whether it is a loved one or yourself, isn't easy. We hope that this information is useful to you and may help you have a better understanding of pulmonary embolism, as well as deep vein thrombosis, conditions where clots form in the blood vessels. We also encourage you to speak with a member of the healthcare team about specific questions you may have. For more information, visit www.thoracic.org/patients. A pulmonary embolism, or PE, is a blood clot that gets lodged in the blood vessels of the lungs and prevents normal blood flow in that area. Most commonly, pulmonary embolism is caused by a blood clot in the leg that breaks free and moves into the lung. The term for the blood clot in the leg is a deep vein thrombosis, or DVT. If you have a PE, you will need some type of treatment. Having a PE also puts you at a higher risk for future blood clots. Almost everyone who has a PE will need to be treated with a blood thinner. The medical term for this is anticoagulation therapy. Sometimes, a person will need to be started on either an injection or an IV infusion, and later will be switched to a pill. These blood thinners do not dissolve or break up the clot. They prevent the clot from getting bigger while the body slowly dissolves the clot on its own. How long treatment is needed depends on why the clot formed and other risk factors. If the PE is large and causing severe symptoms, special medications called thrombolytics can be used to break up and dissolve the clot. In rare and special circumstances, a person may need to undergo surgery to remove the clot. This surgery is called embolectomy. Some people are not able to take blood thinners because of a high risk of bleeding. In these cases, placement of a filter, called an inferior vena cava, or IVC filter, may be considered. The filter is placed in the inferior vena cava, which is the major vein coming up from the lower body, to prevent blood clots from going from the legs up to the lungs. Here are some tips for you or your loved one to consider. If you are at risk of blood clots, you should talk to your healthcare provider about ways to help prevent getting a DVT or PE. If you are on a blood thinner, you should always take it as prescribed. To keep a good level, you will need to take it at the same time of day and not skip doses. Follow advice about avoiding foods that can cause problems while you are on blood thinners. Get blood tests done as advised to monitor blood thinner levels. Stopping a blood thinner on your own can lead to another serious blood clot. If you have concerns about treatment, talk to your healthcare provider. Finally, watch for signs and symptoms of a blood clot or abnormal bleeding or bruising. Call your healthcare provider right away if you are having any problems.